Good morning, Trinity Youth. It's Monday, March 4th, 2024. And this is Haley.
And Dave.
And to kick off today's show, Dave, I've got a question for you. Growing up, did you ever have a moment where your parents just kind of like knew something about you? Like you thought you'd gotten away with something or pulled a fast one and your parents looked at you and they just kind of like knew what was up?
Man. Well, that for sure has happened. I should ask my parents this one because they live in town now. They live in Atlanta. They might be listening to this very podcast. So
who knows? They could be friends with the pod.
Well, being a parent now myself, I do know what it's like to be with kids who are not good at managing their faces. And if y'all spent much time around me, I am a horrible liar. I think it's actually a positive character trait. But the game Avalon.
Yeah.
I know it's a fan favorite around here at Trinity Youth. I am terrible at that game. It stresses me out. Well, I'm terrible if I'm on the bad side when you're supposed to fake who you are.
Yeah.
And it's so easy to find me out. And I remember one time, Isaac Scott, shout out to Isaac Scott, friend of the pod right here. Isaac and I were both on Team Bad together and had to fake it, and we won. And I was like, Isaac, do you want to play again? And we both had this moment of like, that was too exhausting. To try
to, all we can do.
To try to hide a thing. I can't do it.
So I'm
terrible at hiding things. If I get somebody a gift and it's going to be a secret, like they'll probably find out.
Mm-hmm.
I can't like, or they'll be like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
So the long setup that I'm sure my parents did. There were a couple moments. there were a couple times. I remember sneaking out of the house in high school. Like, I literally, like, went out the window, and, I mean,
that's the real sneak out. If you go out the window, that's where you're committed. Were you on the first floor, though?
No, second floor. And
you went out the window,
wait,
Dave?
I can't remember how I did it now. I think I may have, yes.
Wow.
But I remember coming back.
Do not try this at home.
and so this isn't so much for my parents, but this woman, this amazing woman has gotten a shout out here before. But my Gigi was living at the house at the time. This is my grandmother. She is, we call her Gigi because she's great grandmother to my kids. She is going strong, almost 94 years old, which is just amazing. But she was staying with us when I snuck out, and she knew the next day. She was watching me and said, David, I heard a pitter-patter up there on the roof. I knew that something was happening. So even if my parents didn't know, she knew. And I knew that what it did to me is the next like day, knowing that I had the secret, it just made space between me and everybody, and I didn't have to manage my face. And while it was exciting in the moment to do something in secret, I didn't love it on the other end. So that's my experience.
Yeah.
Haley, I just sense you've got a great story about.
I do.
Let's hear from you. What is the time when you felt like, I'm doing this and my parents don't know, but they knew something was up.
Yeah. If you guys listen to the Advent podcast, if you go way back with me and Dave, you know that I had an extensive dating life in pre-K.
Haley was playing several boys at the same time on the playground.
This is true. And they had a huge parent-teacher conference about it. But beyond that, when I got to middle school, I actually really developed real feelings for people and like had crushes and whatnot. And one was a boy in my neighborhood. Super convenient for seeing someone.
Mm.
And my mom knew I was outside with these boys or whatever, doing whatever. Well, it was one boy, to be clear. I moved on from my multiple boys at one time phase in pre-K. So one boy at a time. In middle school, I really had a crush on this boy. And for the first time, we kissed that night. And then I came home. And I must have looked some kind of way because I walked in. Mom was like, hey, Haley. Hey, Mom. She goes, did you kiss someone tonight? And I was like, oh,
wow.
What? How'd you know?
Hold on. But did she actually observe? Or she just knew?
No,
she just
it happened to cul-de-sac over. There's no way she knew. There were houses between us. Like, there's no
spooky
way. Although my mom would be the mom who'd be like, she would be like to go to a friend's house, sit on the deck and try to see. My mom would definitely like try to spy on me in that way. But she didn't that time. I know she didn't. So she didn't see me, but she knew. I walked in and my mom was like, it's written all over you. You kissed someone.
Wow.
So that's a time my mom just knew.
And how'd that feel to be found out?
Embarrassing at first. I was like, ugh, no. I mean, same way, I remember in pre-K when she found out, my mom was like, I heard you've been kissing boys. And then I said, who told you that? Your teacher. I said, you don't talk to my teacher. Felt the same way. I was like, you shouldn't know that I kissed him. So I felt a little embarrassed, but it's okay.
Yeah. That's a great story.
Yeah. I mean, it didn't, like, create space that I found out so quick.
Right,
so
yeah.
So there was no, like, I feel ashamed. It was mostly like, oh, no. And then I was like, am I going to get in trouble? And I never got in trouble. So I was like, okay, we rolled with it. But anyways, it's all just obvious, though. I think so often as a child, you're like, oh, I have this under control. And really, parents kind of know what's going on, whether it's intuition like my mom or it's like, hey, I heard your pitter-patters like your Gigi.
Yes.
Parents kind of always have this like inkling to be like, where are my kids? What's going on? People say, and I don't know this because I am childless, but they say it's like having your heart outside your body. I don't know if you can confirm or not, but
this having is a very kids, Haley way of saying it, which is not how I would say it, but yeah, that makes sense. I've never heard it before.
Oh, you never heard
I don't want to disparage the way you said it.
Oh, that's like a really popular phrase that a lot of moms have. Body. Yeah, like, well, having kids is like having
I'm
your
not
heart.
A mom.
This is true. You so are a fallback.
For the mothers out there, I can totally see that. That makes sense. Because as a dad, I will say, yes, there is a part of me. Just recently, our third daughter went to visit my aunt and uncle, who don't have kids and are so generous with their time. And they've taken each of our kids when they turned 10 on a trip to Florida with them. And so I brought her to the airport and sent her off as an unaccompanied minor. And I had that moment of watching her go down the jetway of like, oh, my heart. So, yeah, you've convinced me, or I've convinced myself talking to myself for this last minute.
Perfect.
That it did feel like that. And the whole time she was there, I was always wondering, how is she doing? Is she safe? Is she having a good time?
Just kind of what parents do. And so with that, I think there's a piece of that that we can see in God's heart in the scripture we're going to read today. Today we're in Matthew 10:29-31. Dave, can you go ahead and read that for us?
I will read it. And just a little setup to put you in the zone for this reading. It's in the midst of Jesus. If he's a coach, okay, so if his squad, I've talked about the squad. He's gathered
squad.
His squad, his disciples. He's got the 12. And he does have more, but this one is actually the 12. And he's sending them out on a mission 2 by 2, which I love. He's sending them out 2 by 2 into villages to go do ministry just as he'd been doing. And so this is his pump-up speech. This is, as he's sending them out, he's saying, here's some really important stuff. I want you to take these words with you. These words are going to be sustenance for you while you are on this epic mission. And so this is just a piece of that, so you can read the rest of chapter 10 to get the whole context. So here is 10:29-31. Are not 2 sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground outside your Father's care. And even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Ooh, my throat sounds weird. All right. Thanks for reading, Dave. In light of the scripture, though, have you ever had a moment where you realized it felt true in your life? Like, you look back to this and be like, oh, I can see that I was really valuable before God in your personal life.
Yes. Short answer, yes, many times. And I think this is a great one to think about, at least for me. It makes me think about some of the more mundane, everyday, ordinary times where I feel the Lord's presence, where I feel seen. I mean, I love the setup for this, that a parent has more care going on for their kid than the kid might realize that they are being watched. And that watch, when it's in a really healthy context, is of a loving parent who's really looking out for their kid. So I can think of several times where I've been having, just life feels really full, feel overwhelmed, and then you feel like God's presence come through. Often this happens to me, and it doesn't have to happen this way, but it'll happen if I have a quiet moment. So for example, I'm trying to remember, there was a time when I was changing jobs. I was actually coming here to start this role. It was leaving where I was a teacher and loved my teaching job, and it just felt like God was preparing me for a thing, but it was one of these things where I wanted absolute certainty and I just wasn't getting it. So kind of like these disciples are, Jesus is sending them out and they're kind of excited, but they're kind of scared all at the same time. And I remember it was a heavy season. Like I've shared before here that I am a recovering stoic from years of not many tears to having a softening heart is something that I've prayed for. And I remember my drive home after I told the school and would tell my students each day that I was leaving was just so hard. And I had these thoughts of, what am I doing going on this next mission? What am I doing? And during that time, I had a song. I would listen to music on the way home just to find something to hang on to. And there's a song by Hillsongs United called Here Now Madness. It's the first song on the Empires album. And it's become one of my favorite songs. But in listening to that song, I found like peace in the moment. I felt like I was seen, and the thing is, it didn't resolve everything I was feeling. Like, I went into the car and had all these unresolved tensions. I got out of the car. They were still unresolved, but I felt seen. And just that thought of being seen was, or that sense of being seen by my Heavenly Father was so encouraging. It gave me just what I needed to get through mm-hmm. the next day. I was, in fact, just reading Psalm 27 this morning, and it talks about, like, Lord, I want to see your face. And I've never understood, like, Haley, have you seen those passages? You know, like, Lord, shine your face on us.
Yeah, and then it's also like, but no person can see God. And you're like, what sure. exactly?
Yeah, and I've read those and always been kind of confused. Like, what does it mean?
Yeah.
Like, God's face? What? I'm so confused. As a dad now, when they talk about, like, the Father's face smiling, mm. when I look at my kids and I'm just smiling and reckon for my kids, I want them to know, it would be impossible for me to look at them and not love them. And so when a good father looks on their kid in love, the face of the Father on them is means so much. There's substance to it. And I felt like I, in that moment, and many others like it, just every day driving in the car, mm-hmm. hearing a song, like I felt it when my outside circumstances seemed really hard. Just like a kid or my kid sometimes, things might be really tough in their world and I can smile on them and it might change things. Even though it didn't resolve that tension, that's the Lent journey.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah. Well, most things in life don't get immediately resolved.
Yes.
I just read, have you heard Patient Trust, that prayer before?
No.
That was
or maybe
beautiful.
You've read it for me. Yeah.
Maybe I'll read it at the end. Who knows? But it talks about, like, Lord, would I, like, be okay? And, like, would I not rush to make of me today what you're trying to make of me over time?
Say that again.
Would I not rush to make of me today
okay, yeah.
what you are making of me over time?
Yeah, God and, tells long stories.
Well, and knowing that, like, most good things do take a lot of in between. And
yes.
take a lot of becoming. And there's a whole beautiful prayer. Mm. But it talks about that.
That's
and
really
I love
good.
It. I read it all the time.
Yeah. And that might be some of y'all out there, if you're feeling in the midst of, like, am I seen right now? And so we pray that you would have a moment of feeling like we can stop and be still and be like, oh, the Lord's face shines upon me. Which, again, I get. Like, if that sounds like a foreign phrase to you, it took a long time for that to hit with me. It's real.
Yeah.
So, Haley, how about you? How does this scripture hit you?
Well, yeah, I was going to say, Dave, like, you might see those things through moments of, like, driving in the car, reading scripture, mm-hmm. and really connecting and relating. And I've seen it that way, too. But I think often for me it's through people
yeah.
and through other people in my life. And I was trying to think of a moment that I've had in middle school or high school where I felt this way. And what came to mind for me was definitely I had a breakup in high school.
More Haley romance.
It's just Haley's
pod.
Romance pod, I guess. you know.
Keeping up with Haley.
Keeping up with Haley. Yeah, I have some funny stories. If you know me well or if you ever are going through a thing, feel free to talk to me about it. I can probably relate.
Yes.
But I definitely dated in high school, and I dated this boy, and he, after like a year and some change, just like broke my heart. And I was a really dramatic breakupper. Like, I would like weep for days. Like, it was just
dramatic breakup.
Yeah, or breakup E, I guess, because I didn't do it. It was done to me. But this boy came to my house, broke up with me, and I was really mean, if I'm being honest with you all. I like made him take everything down that could remind me of him. It was a whole thing.
Is that mean, or is that justice?
Yeah. I mean, it's like a creative punishment for a 16-year-old to be like, can you take all, like, this homecoming sign that you have to be homecoming with?
I'm impressed that you had that intuition in the moment.
Yeah, I mean, like, I've just said some really mean, or like, not mean, but like, I had some harsh things to say in the moment. Like, I once ended a breakup call by saying, like, well, I'm not in the business of convincing anyone to stay with me, so thank you for calling. Like, just like some harsh stuff where I was like, where did this come
that
from?
That stuff, I would never think to say that. I would probably either have been in a puddle, just really sad, or would have gone and played video games to forget about it.
Right, and then I'm over here like, take all these things down. Yeah, I don't know. So anyways, this boy, just, I was really sad. It's the bottom line. And I went to school the next day, which is like, maybe should have just stayed home, taken the L on that day, but I was an academic through and through. So I go to school.
You can do hard things.
Well, I didn't finish the hard thing.
Okay,
I left
okay.
early.
Story's not done.
But I was walking in the hallway and like, just looked some kind of way. And I had a friend, Bailey, who was really popular, but she was kind of like me. We both weren't popular because we were like in the cool mm-hmm. crowd. We were popular because we were nice to everybody. And Bailey sees me walking and immediately can tell that like, I'm not super well.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, Haley, are you okay? And my face just like distorts the way it like does when you're about to cry. She pulls me out into the courtyard and I just start weeping. Boy broke up with me, end of the world, whatever. And she cares for me in that moment and is just like really kind. And then we leave. I leave school at the end of the day, or like before the end of the day, I check out. And then I go home. And Bailey just like kept loving me. Like, it wasn't even just that one moment where she saw me and knew that I wasn't okay, but she, like, put a letter in my mailbox the next day, put flowers in my mailbox the other day, put a coffee in my mailbox one day, invited me to go to, invited me to go to the movies. So I just then got
Shout out to Bailey.
Yeah. Bailey's still one of my best friends.
Hopefully a friend of the pod.
I mean, potentially. But Bailey was just awesome. But she was a really tangible hands and feet of God in that moment for me. And then invited me into Young Life, which I had always said I would never go to. And funny, because it became a huge part of my life. So with that, it was this moment where I was like, not that I felt no value, but I was just like, I'm at the bottom. I'm so sad. I thought this was forever because that's how I felt when I was in 16 with all my hormones and whatever. And then it was over and my friend just pursued me. And not even like, we weren't even the tightest. She had her own friend. She had like a big soccer crew, a big Young Life crew that I wasn't a part of and still took the time to come be with me. So with that, I was like, I am so cared for. And I couldn't deny that in that time. And so I think that that was a really tangible moment where God was like, I love you, Haley. Like, here's someone who's going to prove that I love you. So, yeah, that's what came to mind.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that we were able to just share different ways that you could feel the gaze or, like, the presence of a good father of the Lord in your life through people, through quiet moments alone. And if you read Psalm 139, Psalm 139 is an incredible example of this, that wherever you go, you cannot get away from the love of God. And often that's going to be reminded to you through people and often even while you're trying to run away by yourself somewhere in a moment. I know the other day recently on my walk home from walking my kids to school, I saw these little sparrows, like literally these little things. I was just remarking to my wife just how small they are. Like these are so tiny. And so to hear that, yet these tiny little things, God has his eye on them. God has his eye on you. So if you're feeling insignificant today, if you are feeling like, does God really care? Like, am I seen? We just want to say you are seen, you are loved. We hope you feel that when you're around Trinity Youth, when you're around the church, but wherever you are, know that that is not out of reach of God for you. So I think Haley's got a prayer. You got a prayer for us. Challenge and encouragement to end our time.
Yeah. Something that I'll say, a little mantra that I have is that whenever things are going on in my life, I'm always like, if I have friends and family who love me, I'm never going to sleep on the street. Like, I'm never going to not have a roof over my head. I'm not going to ever, like, actually go hungry if I have friends and family who love me. And if I can feel that secure with people, how much more secure should I feel knowing that I'm loved by God? Does that make sense? Like, I always say that. I always remind myself, like, Haley, if you have friends and family who love you, which all of you do, because if you're listening to this pod, if you're a friend of the pod, you have us, you have a whole community around you, how much more secure should we feel, you know?
Yeah.
So I say that all the time. But Trinity is... We want to leave y'all with the thought and the fact that you are valuable, you are seen and understood by God, and when you come up against moments where it feels hard to remember that, I'd encourage you to stop for a moment, close your eyes, you can even do it now, take two really deep breaths, and remind yourself that your value comes from God and not from what's ahead.
Haley, thank you. That's so good. We love you, Trinity Youth. Have a great Monday, and as always, peace be with you. Are not too
Sparies.